שלום, נושא השיעור שלנו הוא פסח, אנחנו קוראים קטעים נבחרים מהמקורות.
Our topic for today is Passover, chosen excerpts, excerpt number 49, Come to Pharaoh.
Yeah, it's a short lesson, only an hour, and then we'll go to another lesson with women. So let's invest as much strength into it, and as we say, better to do little with the right intention.
Come on to Pharaoh, excerpt 49. It is written, Come on to Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart and the heart of his servants, that I might show these signs of mine within him. A question arises, why did the Creator harden Pharaoh's heart? The text answers, that I might show these my signs in the midst of them. And the interpretation is, why has the Creator hardened man's heart and he cannot win the war against the inclination by himself? The answer is, so man will cry out to the Creator, and by that will have the Kli. And then the Creator will be able to place the letters of Torah within him, inside the Kli. This is the soul that the Creator gives him as help. This is considered the Torah and the Creator are one. My signs refers to the letters of the Torah, as in the names of the Creator. This is the doing good to His creations, which is the thought of creation to do good to His creations. This comes to a person specifically when he has a Kli. And this Kli comes through the hardening of the heart. For then there is a place where he can cry out to the Creator for help. And he helps him with a holy soul.
Everything is written smoothly, beautifully. The Creator himself invites the person to approach Pharaoh because he arrange those conditions in a person and in Pharaoh from the outset. And if the person comes against the Pharaoh, meaning against his evil inclination, against man's evil inclination, then this is exactly the right kind of meeting. And a person doesn't come to it smoothly and beautifully, but he's afraid, he resists, he doesn't want it, because the Pharaoh, his evil inclination is strong, he doesn't let him do anything in order to bestow. And then, in the end, a person needs the help of the Creator. And that's the meaning of come unto Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart. I have hardened his heart is preparation for a person to come to see that he's unable, that he will have no doubts about it, and only the Creator can help him. And then from that, it's clear that a person has a deficiency, and the deficiency is the vessel. And that's why, by the hardening of the heart that the Creator does to a person, called the Pharaoh's heart, I've hardened his heart, then there's room for a person to cry out to the Creator to help him. And how does the Creator help him? He's giving him the force of bestowal called Nishmat HaKadisha, the Holy Soul. And this way the Creator helps a person reach a part of him, the divine part from above. That's it. That's what we have to say here. Very usual things, we spoke about it many times, but nevertheless it's worthwhile to repeated. And I also see that we have a few who have questions. Please, PT9.
Rav, would you help me understand a little better what is the hardened heart?
The
will to receive in order to receive that grows. Man's inclination is evil from his youth. The man's heart is evil from youth. And that's what the Creator does in a person, so it will become clear to him that he's far from bestowal, far from the force of the Creator, and therefore has no chance of advancing and entering spirituality unless he performs the actions that, in general, the Torah is demanding, meaning to connect to the friends and together from their connection to ask the Creator, demand him to correct them to such connection that they would feel in that connection the presence of the Creator, and with that force, with the help of that force, they'll be able to continue from that point. Okay? PT2.
David Seminyot.
לא שומעים.
הוא עושה סימן שהוא
לא שואל,
כנראה יש לו זה.
בסדר, אז פיתי 19.
So פיתי 19.
תמיד היה לי ויכוח איתך בקטע הזה שאמרתי, למה צריך דווקא לבנות כלי על ידי הכבדת הלב, אז הוא אומר לך יש מקום ליצור.
The question is, why is there a need to build the kli with the help of the burdening of the heart that only then can you cry out? Why?
When you throw your hands up and you say, I cannot overcome the evil inclination in me, you're calling it, you're already referring to it, as an evil force, an egoistic force that's dominating you, that's throwing you as far as possible from sanctity, from bestowal, from love of others, from anything. And you see that you are unable to overcome it. If even if you go to the end of your life, you agree to take a few little delights and associate yourself with it. And this means that you are in exile with Pharaoh.
Why do I have to reach such an outcry to the Creator so that...
That's because you wish to relax and have a good time. So you're willing to sell everything you've got for pennies on the dollar, the price of a dog or the price of a prostitute, as it's written, and you're willing to do all of that just to have a good, quiet life, to feel nice and warm. And then, what can the Creator do? He must organize a different life for you. Pharaoh will start beating you up, show you that he doesn't intend to play nice with you. So you would understand that the hardening of his heart, come unto Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart. Because you know that it's not going to remain like that forever. It's going to be difficult.
So the Creator created me this way on purpose because I have to invert.
The Creator created you in the will to receive. So you understand that the will to receive is working against you. And the will to bestow is for your benefit. And if you don't understand that, the Creator starts to play with it. So you'll begin to feel more and more troubles in the will to receive and in the will to bestow. As much as you're able to set it up you correctly, you'll see a new life.
So he made me crooked and I have to straighten myself out. What's the root?
The root for that is that the Creator wants to bring you to corrections and for you to understand the corrections. That's it. There's no more.
He makes me his opposite and I have to straighten out, right?
No, you can say it. So, yeah, Baltic ones.
Немножко продолжая, с материальными желаниями Творец дает нам недостаток,
the Creator gives us a lack
в материальном мире. Вот как это желание,
a kind of desire that we can't fulfill in the corporeal world. How do you turn that lack into a lack for the Creator?
Боре нотен лану כל מיני
רצון. The Creator gives us all sorts of desires. We need to sort those out and try to increase, to raise, to honor those desires that belong to bestow, to the force of the Creator, the force of society, the force of connection between us. And from that we advance.
Ну, в принципе, в начале, ну вот, у нас пробуждается вот желание, которое мы не знаем, где наполнить.
But at first, we get a desire that we don't know where to, can we fulfill it, and then we come to the wisdom of Kabbalah. This is what it brings us to. It's half-corporeal-like. But how does this desire turn into... myself wanting to find only the Creator and that He will help me? How does that happen?
We don't know that. It's only through the reforming light. There's an upper force that makes such changes in us that we feel something has changed. But how it changed? By what? We have no clue. This is the action of the reforming light.
So what does this light do? Does it simply guide us toward the force of bestowal, showing us that we have no other choice?
The light that influences us, it's because it comes to the desire to bestow, it adds with its illumination of bestowal, the force of bestowal. And we begin to be included more and more each time of the force of bestowal. And by that we advance in thought, in desire, to the understanding, to the realization of ourselves, closer to the force of bestowal.
But actually, the Creator is hiding from us. He hides from us exactly.
He does everything to attract us towards spirituality. And for the time being, he's attracting us, he's pulling us through spirituality by seemingly playing hide and seek with us. That's why we call him El Mistater, the hidden God, or hiding God. He conceals himself, then he reveals himself a little bit. He hides, then he shows himself like in a flirtatious manner. And by that, he awakens a desire in us. He shows us where he can be, where he cannot be. And in this way, he develops us, just like we do it when we play with our little kids.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот мы видим, что мы не можем с вами справиться, взываем Творцу, вот как здесь пишет Рабаш.
So we see that we can't do anything ourselves, like Rabash writes, and that's probably our vessel. But what does it mean that he fills it with the letters of Torah?
גם בעליות וגם מהירידות, אנחנו לומדים כל מיני...
The fact that we learn both from the ascents and the descents, we learn from different states, and later we'll be able to gradually connect those states to our actions, and through that we'll come to know the actions of the Creator on us, and it will become the letters of Torah for us.
Further on, he writes that this is what it means to give him contentment, that by this he gives us contentment, but how exactly, with what?
The Creator has given us pleasure by showing us how close we are to the truth. When he reveals to us his images, his forms, his different modes of creation that simply belong to the truth. And attaining the truth is really the greatest pleasure there is. Because you feel that this is the foundation of creation, that that's what you find at the heart of nature. They let you discover such things that you know it, you feel it, you understand it, you belong to it.
Okay.
Thanks to the rejections and our requests,
our tendencies, inclinations towards him have to be on behalf of the group, Ita 3.
Rab, buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Rab, sono diversi giorni che noi giriamo attorno a un concetto, secondo cui il desiderio di ricevere scopre un piacere più grande e ci lascia.
It's a few days now that we're revolving around the will to receive, getting a greater pleasure and then letting it go. And yesterday when Tzvika asked you about the yearnings that we have, that we stay trapped inside our yearnings until we discover a bigger desire. The question is, how will we be able to use even more egoistic criteria so it will not influence us negatively, but to the contrary? Because to me it seems like a miracle.
Very good. Beautiful. First of all, why do you think this is bad if we discover ourselves in negative states? I think this is a good thing. And ultimately, we need to advance towards a state where we'll see the help of the Creator who's saving us from our own ego as a miracle. Since we see it, it's impossible to come out of it. This is called, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, and their groaning went up to the heavens. They can't do it. They throw their hands in the air.
Rav,
you told Vlad from Kiev that the Creator gives us fulfillment, and that this fulfillment is what holds you up until the next degree, meaning you use this fulfillment until it ends, and then you turn, you cry out to the Creator?
It's not as simple as you say, but for the time being, you may think this way.
Because when I do stuff, I feel that I have the ability and the desire to do what I'm doing up to a certain point. That's the fulfillment.
Because you're working from within your ego, and your filling is also an egoistic filling. It's not a real one. Hebrew 10.
How do you work with the state where on the one hand you're really despaired of the situation, on the other hand you're really glad about it because you understand that the system's working, but you are in despair?
Despaired of his own strength, that's what it says about a person. That's what he's despaired about. So if he's despaired of his own strength, then what's the opposite of that? He understands and he feels the impulse to turn to the Creator and advance in this way. It's not me and not the strength and the might of my hand to do these actions, rather the Creator. If he will help me, he will take me out of Egypt. And if not, then I won't come out of Egypt. I have to be happy then that I'm discovering my lowliness. But when do I discover it, my lowliness fully? After I've done everything I can with my own strength, everything within your power and the might of your hand to do, you should do, then you come to a state where you give up and you call out for help, and then the Creator helps you. it saves you, it saves the ten.
But how not to believe the pictures that you see with your own eyes that always throw you into a different reality?
I don't understand what you're saying. What movements, what problem? You understand that you cannot advance with your own strength. If not, you should keep try to keep advancing with your own strength. But try not to forget, but check. More and more you're coming to despairs. Collect all those moments of despair and cry out to the Creator from the group with everyone. Otherwise, it won't do you any good. The Creator does not consider a person by himself. Never. That's a problem. By ourselves, we're able to enter all sorts of relationships with Him. But if it has to be through the ten, this is already much more difficult. Not because it's difficult for us with the ten, but there are already other laws at work here, the laws of the spiritual nature that we have to work against, that we have to tie ourselves together. This is much more difficult, but we have to come to it. Turkey too.
Good afternoon, dear Rav and friends. Our friend is asking, how can we strengthen ourselves with correct intention?
To strengthen the correct intention means to strengthen ourselves. PT 35.
Today, you talked about the revelation of the evil enemy. What is that?
That I don't want to bestow and connect. I always constantly think of how I can advance alone and independently.
But the more I try to connect with the friends, I only feel greater resistance, so I try even more. So it means that every day I discover more and more evil.
You should cry out to the Creator. Don't tell me about it. PT 20.
If a person comes to despair, how does he ask through the group? What does it mean to ask through the group?
Together with the group. This means through the group.
Moscow 5.
Because they want the same as you, Moscow 5.
Скажите, пожалуйста, если я обращаюсь к товарищам,
if I turn to the friends,
значит ли это, что я обращаюсь к товарищам?
With a certain request. Does it mean that I'm turning to the Creator?
No, it doesn't mean that you turn to the Creator if you're turning to the friends. Rather, if you wish to turn to the Creator, you need to turn to the Creator together with the friends. Collect them together. Connect together. Agree together that you're turning to the Creator, and then your plea will be addressed to Him. To the Creator. One who cries out to the Creator alone, and we call this a lone cry in the desert.
Yes.
Yes.
No. Enough, you asked.
Thank you, then.
Let others ask. It's an hour-long lesson.
Excerpt 50. This is what the Creator gave to Moses in the verse, "Come to Pharaoh," meaning unite the truth. For the whole approaching the king of Egypt is only to Pharaoh, to disclose the Shekhinah. This is why he said, "For I have hardened his heart, etc., that I may place these things of mine within him." In spirituality, there are no letters, as I've already elaborated on before, all the multiplication in spirituality relies on the letters derived from the materiality of this world. As in, and creator of darkness, there are no additions or initiations here, but the creation of darkness, the Merkava, that is suited to disclose that the light is good. It follows that the creator himself hardened his heart. Why? Because it is letters that I need. Again, this is what the Creator gave to Moses in the verse, come to Pharaoh, meaning unite the truth. For the whole approaching the king of Egypt is only to Pharaoh, to disclose the Shekhinah. This is why he said, for I have hardened his heart, etc., that I may place these signs of mine within him. In spirituality, there are no letters, as I've already elaborated on before. All the multiplications in spirituality relies on the letters derived from the materiality of this world, as in, and creator of darkness. There are no additions or initiations here, but the creation of darkness, the Merkava, that is suited to disclose that the light is good. It follows that the creator himself hardened his heart. Why? Because it is letters that I need.
It's clear to us what Baal Sulam writes. The Creator hardens a man's heart, and a man, if he wants to advance, if he doesn't stop him, he nevertheless goes towards connection, towards the Creator. And he wants to advance to the Creator through the connection and to annul his ego more and more as much as possible. And by that, he feels that the Creator increased his egoistic desire, and he can't more and more is unable to rise above his ego. This is called the hardening of the heart. What is Pharaoh? Pharaoh is man's heart, really. And then it turns out that a person doesn't know what to do. And when he turns to the Creator, and the Creator shines to him a little bit, sometimes, during times that are called times of ascent, that person feels and understands that the Creator intentionally placed those descents for him, and now he's arranging a few ascents, so that between those, the person would feel what we call the letters of Torah. And in this way, a person begins to learn from these states how the Creator is conversing with him. And that's how he advances. So do not despair, but see that those are all exercises the Creator is doing with us, and we have no choice. The important thing is not to stop, and as quickly as possible, with each will help his friend in the group, we will rise and we'll want to more and more come close to him and ask and demand and reach despair and take another step forward. And from all those things, we extract letters, signs of the work of the Creator with us, which we call the letters of the Torah.
PT7.
Shalom Rav, Shalom Klei Olami.
My question is about what one of the friends asked before. What does it mean for, what does it mean for the turn, for the tent to appeal, and from the desert.
From the desert, it's just the person crying out alone.
And when I pray for the tent at night, for example,
if you arrange yourself correctly through the tent to the Creator, this is fine. But if you're just crying for yourself, who am I? What am I? What will be with me? This is called cry in the desert.
Of course, it's not for myself. I'm not praying for myself, but for the friends.
Okay, learn. Learn all those things on yourself. Ask one way, another. Seek what kind of reaction are you getting. And this is called the letters of the Torah.
ככה בפועל.
In practice.
No.
כשמתבצעת הפנייה דרך שער הדמעות, אז...
When this plea comes through the gate of tears.
I don't know what is the gate of tears. For the time being, I don't know. I don't want to introduce the definitions we haven't learned and went through. We don't feel them. Just to use words, that's incorrect. You shouldn't do it like that. When a person just cries, it doesn't mean he's at the gate of tears. Ita one.
Buon pomeriggio, Rav. Abbiamo parlato di questo stato di bassezza che... l'ho letto come...
We talked about the state of baseness or lowliness.
L'autorità del creatore.
And
ecco,
I understand that it's when we can't see that it's the Creator that's governing us in life. Is this what we ask for from the center of the ten? His revelation? Can you do it only from the center of the ten?
No, we don't need to ask. It's not good to ask for the revelation of the Creator. No. We only ask to bestow to Him. Bestow pleasure to Him. And not that He will be revealed to us. We don't need to ask anything of Him except for the opportunity to give Him pleasure, to bestow pleasure to Him. Not to receive from Him, but to give to Him.
Turkey 6.
Shalom, Rav. Ten of us attended all the lessons. We love each other very much. And we are reading a lot of Kabbalah books. Are we on good way?
You are certainly on the good path if what you said is true. Yes.
Mach 9.
Да, почему Творец нуждается в буквах? Написано, ибо в буквах нуждаюсь я. Почему он?
It says that the Creator needs letters. Why does He need them?
Rotze shiyu lanu otiyot haTorah.
The Creator wants us to have the letters of the Torah, so He would be able, through these signs, would be able to speak to us.
So
each time He sends another letter, the sign, and through such signs we'll be able to figure out what He wants from us. And we'll be able to when we connect in order to bestow to Him, we'll be able to send such signs back to Him.
And what are these signs?
The various forms of bestowal. Ita 3.
Shalom Rav. איך אני יכול לעזור את הקבוצה שלי באביות שלי באופן Tova.
How can I help my group using my avyut in a good way?
Only by praying for them. PT 31.
When a person can gather all these states we learned about, Pharaoh, Egypt, and so on, under the thought of creation, which is to do good to created beings, what's the right attitude toward the friends then?
When he uses everything he has outside of the Creator in order to change these means and use them to delight the Creator.
Вы говорите, что Творец нам посылает упражнения. А как вот?
You're saying that the Creator gives us different exercises.
Что нам делать? То есть,
how do we correctly identify the exercises and understand what do we have to do? How should we respond to them?
Just connect in the 10 and ask the Creator for the opportunity, for the possibility to bestow contentment to Him from the whole 10. That's it.
Excerpt number 51.
Come on to Pharaoh, meaning both of us, together. In other words, a person should begin and then see that he cannot defeat it. And this is implied in Moses being afraid to approach him. And then the Creator said, behold, I am against you, Pharaoh, meaning that then comes the help from the Creator, and with what? With the Holy Soul. Again, excerpt 51. Come on to Pharaoh, meaning both of us together. In other words, a person should begin and then see that he cannot defeat it. And this is implied in Moses being afraid to approach him. And then the Creator said, behold, I am against you, Pharaoh, meaning that then comes the help from the Creator. And with what? With the Holy Soul.
Okay.
Ita 3 again.
Ita 3.
Buongiorno. Volevo chiedere, ci sono delle difficoltà enormi che dobbiamo attraversare per
there are enormous difficulties that we have to surpass. Both in order to reach, well, in order to reach spirituality, how can we justify that everything comes from none else besides Him, from the Creator? Because sometimes I can't. So how do you overcome this?
If you constantly think about there's none else besides Him, since the Creator is organizing everything for you like that, then I don't think it's a problem. It's not a problem. Simply keep going. And if you say that this is difficult, it's repeating itself, it's a sign you're not connected enough to the Ten. I'm not saying it should be an easy path, a short path, but this feeling that you're not advancing is because you're not connected enough to the Ten.
No, Olor Zeterle Shol. Beseder, as yes, Lonorak.
PT 29. I doesn't want to ask again.
Okay, PT 29. Ask. What is this awe that Moses feels that he's afraid of approaching Pharaoh?
Ken? It's
fear to approach the ego that's dominating you and can do whatever it wants with you.
To
do whatever it wants with you. You don't even know what you'll do in the next moment. He's telling you to jump off the roof of some tall building. You'll jump. He's asking you to do other things, other stupid things you've done in life, even worse, and you'll do it. The ego is managing us.
Gilad, יש לנו כי תקרא, תקרא, וכל זאת.
קטע 52.
Okay, read.
בו
Excerpt number 52.
בו פירושו, בו שנינו.
Come and not go. Come means come the two of us together. So that one will not think that he can submit his evil inclination by himself. Rather, as it is written, man's inclination overcomes him every day. Were it not for the help of the Creator, he would not overcome it. Hence, one should not say that he cannot defeat his evil, for he must believe that the Creator will help him. This is the meaning of come.
זאת אומרת שאין לנו ברירה. אם אנחנו מגיעים לבורא,
meaning, we have no choice. If we come to the Creator and demand correction, the Creator will correct him because the force of correction of the upper light is in his hands and everything we need will be corrected. It could be that not everything we're asking for because we may not be asking correctly, but if we're turning to the Creator and we ask as much as possible, it's like a little child who constantly cries and cries because he wants this and that, and eventually we do what he wants. It's the same with us and the Creator. We have to have a constant inclination towards him, have to face him, have to ask of him. And if I am trying to do it more and more each time from the center of the ten and more for all of us in the ten, it's happening.
Baltic
One.
Прошу прощения по поводу просьбы очень важная. Вот вы уже пару раз ответили вот.
About the request.
Как мы можем доставить наслаждение от Творца?
Several times you said.
Что мы должны?
That we need to only ask for how can we pleasure, delight the Creator. How do you build such a prayer? With a deficiency or...
I don't know what to tell you. You have to compose this plea. Not me, not anyone. Don't look into the books. Nothing will help you. It has to be you by yourself. But we've agreed that every day you're trying to turn to the Creator, send an SMS to him.
Not
more than 5-6 lines, even less. But it should be clear what you want.
We're doing it already for quite some time. We write this kind of prayer. After that, what are we supposed to do?
You don't need anything. Just do whatever you want to say today, say it to him. What happened yesterday, you don't remember. Only what is necessary today.
Each of us writes, what we do now is each of us writes his own sentence.
Let it be so. Later, you can advance a state where you do all these 5 to 10 sentences together. You'll feel that you have more or less the same to say to him, and you'll be able to compile this prayer. It's called the prayer of many. They speak like many, a lot, but many, but about one thing, 10 as one.
Барур, Тов, Пити, Эсрим.
Пити, 20.
Рав, почему вот Моше боится фараона? Ведь он у него вырос.
Why is Moses afraid of Pharaoh? He grew up on his knees.
Can't hear you well. Repeat, please.
He grew up on his knees. He knows them.
Repeat from the beginning. From the beginning and as needed. Don't turn your head around.
Почему Моше боится фараона, если он его знает, он вырос?
Why is Moses afraid of Pharaoh if he knows him, if he grew up on his knees?
We don't know who is Pharaoh. It's all of nature. Now he's going to give you some thoughts and desires that you'll go crazy and you'll be crazy. Who knows? Who knows? Nobody knows. Just as we say that the Creator fills all of reality, so Pharaoh fills all of reality. The Creator created him this way. He created one opposite the other.
Есть наоборот ощущение такого невероятного приключения и продвижения.
To the contrary, there's this feeling of a wondrous adventure, advancement, that we fall and get back up again, and you say that in these ups and downs, through them, the Creator talks to us. So how do we relate this? How do we make some one thing out of it?
If you decide not to separate, not to let go from the Creator, constantly hold on to Him, speak to Him, scrutinize with Him, different relationships with Him, you'll see that you are with Him in this tight connection, constant, ongoing connection, without cessation, and that it brings you truly to a new state of a new feeling of reality, new perception of reality. Everything comes in this beautiful connection. And then you'll begin to be in constant dialogue with the Creator, I to my beloved to me, in such a way that there is no one in the world, nothing more in reality other than you and the Creator. And later, you are will also disappear and only the Creator remains.
You try to do it, and more you feel a need for a connection between us and Him. Still, how do you start understanding what does He want to say?
Have such conversations whereby you wish to discover what He wants, what you need to do for Him. Inside of that, you'll discover the essence of creation. Turkey one.
Спасибо, Рав. Вопрос из моей десятки. Как мы можем использовать...
A question from my 10. How can we use our free choice in order to disconnect ourselves from the external world? How can we use our free choice in order to separate ourselves from the external world?
We need to work only on the learning the wisdom of Kabbalah and be in the family and be at work to earn money. We don't need anything else from this world. And by learning the wisdom of Kabbalah, we wish to keep the connection between us in order to come closer to the Creator. That's what we need. That's it.
That's it.
Just to be focused in the group, concentrated on the spiritual work and the Creator. That's the main thing in life. And additionally, to work and to be in the family.
Mark 12, Ken?
Mark 12.
Раф, у нас по 51-му отрывку вопрос.
We have a question according to excerpt number 51.
Что это чистая душа?
The help from the Creator came as in the form of a holy soul. What is that?
Pure soul means one that has only the desire to bestow.
Gilad.
קטע מספר 53. למה כתוב?
Excerpt number 53. It is written, "Come," because Moses could not defeat Pharaoh, king of Egypt, by himself. But the Creator waged war against him. Again, 53. It is written, "Come," because Moses could not defeat Pharaoh, king of Egypt, by himself.
Alone, without the Creator.
But the Creator waged war against them.
And then he succeeded.
Okay.
32.
Dear Rav, thank you. Our friend is asking, why are we afraid of the heart when it wants to bring us closer to its Creator? How we will overcome this fear?
I see those are similar questions, fear of the heart. I'm also afraid of the heart. My heart will tell me, no, go, God forbid, go steal something or go murder someone or go jump off a roof or something. Heart means desires, and I am not in control of my heart. I'm not. Except I look at the world, how the Creator gives people such desires, such strange desires, and I'm afraid. That's why we need to fill ourselves, our lives, with such conditions. The Creator will only give us desires that are aimed at the purpose of creation. And to be afraid to receive in our heart desires that could be harmful to us and to the world. That might be.
Why did the Creator create something that he has to fight later on?
He has no problem to wage war, except the problem, the war that he's waging is according to a person's request, according to the degree to which a person is under the authority of the Creator, and then according to how much he sees that he's under the domination of Pharaoh, and that only the Creator can fight with Pharaoh and subjugate him. That's why a person turns to the Creator and asks him to wage war with Pharaoh, like a little child who grabs a grown-up and pulls him to help him get along with something scary or something. He's afraid to go by himself. But together with his dad, let's say, he can do it. And he is asking his dad to do it with him. This is the same with us, the same. That's why, let's hope that we will grow up like that. Only thanks to the wisdom of Kabbalah and through the war the Creator is waging for us. Nikolai Sochi.
Подскажите, вот продолжение. Получается такая все время драматичная ситуация. Невозможно возопить.
So there's like this ongoing dramatic situation. said, it's impossible, and they cried out, and it can't defeat your nature. Why wasn't it just said, dear friend, you found the wisdom of Kabbalah, you'll succeed in everything, everything's going to be fine, but no, all the time, some worry, some concern, every lesson's like a war.
No, you speak so beautifully, you must write, write to everyone what you're saying, what you're thinking. It will help everyone. It will help you. Very good. Excellent. I'm asking. Write all those words that come to you from the heart, from your brain. Write it. Something good will come out of it. You'll see how you will begin to advance by that, by helping others advance, you will also advance yourself. Okay, where are we?
No line, no line of view.
Let's go.
Excerpt 54. But the Creator said, I am not a messenger. So how does Moses help us here? Why is it written, come unto Pharaoh? It means that a person must begin to walk on the path of the Creator and achieve the truth, meaning to be rewarded with Dvekut, with the Creator. Then, if he advances in the walk, the person receives the first assistance, the sensation of the lack to know what he is lacking. Subsequently, he grasps that he is lacking only two main things, mind and heart. And along with it, he receives suffering at not having them. In other words, he feels the need for this. At that time, if the person does not work by himself, it cannot be said that he is suffering for not having it. Only the need for something, if one labored to obtain something, can it be said that he has a need for it to the point that he's suffering from not having it? This is why it is written, come unto Pharaoh.
18.
Just to say thank you very much for these wonderful times that we went through together, where you opened the happiest moments for Bnei Baruch ever. Thank you very much. So I'll tell you that it's not behind us yet. We're
and the fact that you, according to the calendar, you went to the holiday means nothing. We continue to study until we'll come out of, in order to receive, called Egypt, into, in order to bestow, called the upper world.
Thank you.
PT35.
How does the ten scrutinize that the Creator wants to be among them?
We want the quality of the Creator to dominate us, between us, mutual bestowal. This means the Creator clothes in us and dwells between us. That's it. Try it. Try it. And last one, PT2.
Why is it so important to the Creator for us to hold on to His hand like a child holds on to his father's hand?
Because by that you receive forces of bestowal from Him, and then you are certain to succeed in your correction and the correction of the world. That's why subjugation towards the Creator is a very special thing, very important, because it goes against your ego, the ego He created, and for connection with everyone and connection with Him, with the Creator. So, good luck, be well, we'll have a song and we'll go.
Song, and then women's lesson.
face after face, race after race, from one cage to another. Mask after mask, task after task, lost in the sands.
Through you there's a cry, through you there's a light, a place to be discovered. Through you there's a way, together we pray to rise.
To see the face of love through your eyes, together as one, and now we rise. And every word an echo from the skies, breaking the walls, hearts unite.
Of me, through you I find my flaws. Through there's a key, a place where we can open doors.
Together we yearn, the fire it burns, a chance to feel alive. A song from the heart, singing that love will cover our cry. To see the face of love through your eyes, together as one. Breaking the wall, hearts unite. The face of love through your eyes.